Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember last week we introduced the thought about Melchizedek. If you was to name one of the most important fellows in Scripture, the Old Testament, named the top 10, I doubt any of us would put Melchizedek at the top or even in the top 10. He's only mentioned in Genesis and again in the book of Psalm 110. He just appears on the pages of Scriptures and just as quickly he disappeared. But we find here in Hebrews chapter 7 that Melchizedek is perhaps one of the most important characters in all God's Word. He's a picture of Jesus Christ. He was a real man. We looked at that last week. He wasn't Jesus Christ pre-incarnate. There's Bible scholars that think it was Jesus, but it was not Jesus. He was a man. He was a king. He was a priest. He was a prophet who pictured Jesus Christ, who would be prophet, priest, and king. We found out last week that Melchizedek was better than Aaron. He was better than the Levite, the priesthood. Matter of fact, we ended in verse number 7. Let's look there, then we'll go on down to verse number 8. I'm going to try to finish this chapter, if I can, this morning. Verse number 7, without contradictions, the less is blessed of the better, which speaks very, very clearly here that Melchizedek was even better than Abraham. Who would have thought it that Abraham, the father of the Jewish people, that the Bible proclaims that Melchizedek was even better than Abraham. Abraham gave him tithes, offerings. Remember, we looked at the word spoils last week. And the word spoils means off the top. Remember, Abraham went and rescued Lot, defeated the king, the pagans who had taken Lot and his family and others. And Abraham and his men, army had defeated the king, and they took the spoils of war. And the spoils of those he tithed unto Melchizedek. And the definition of spoils, if you remember, it means off the top. What the tithe is. The tithe is 10%. It's off the top. Not the bottom, but the top. Well, that's a whole other lesson, but we touched on that. But the whole point, what Paul was trying to share with these Hebrews, because remember, the whole point of this, many of the Jewish people were going back to temple worship. They were going back to that priesthood. They were going back to that Levitical order and taking the lambs and all. And remember, chapter number 6, Paul said, they're not coming back. Let us go on. And he's encouraging these believers, these Jewish believers who were still assembling in the church. Listen, what we have is much better than what they have. And he compared Melchizedek. Who is Melchizedek? You know, people, they knew about Abraham. They knew about Moses. They knew about Aaron. Melchizedek was just a little figure, so to speak, in the Jewish mentality. But Paul said he was even greater than Abraham. He's greater than Aaron. He was greater than all the Levite priesthood. He was so much greater. And then by the time he finishes this chapter, we're going to see that Jesus Christ is even greater than Melchizedek. Why do you want to go back? Why do you want to go back? Let me just touch on this as we read a little bit, that he's going to talk about the law. The Jewish people, they lived under the law, and the law could not make anybody perfect. We find that the law was a schoolmaster. Law was good, and that it pointed people to Christ. It pointed out their sins, and the law was a good thing. But the law could not cure anybody of their sin. It revealed to them their sin, but it could never cure them. And so as we read here, that ought to be in the back of your mind. He's talking to these Jewish believers. And they all their life, they've been raised up in this Levitical priesthood and going taking these lambs and the law of Moses and all these things. And Paul is telling them, we have it now so much better. Why do you want to go back? With that in mind, let's begin verse number 8. Let's go to verse number 10. We'll slowly get through this chapter. And here, men that die receive tithes. But there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. So he's reminding these Jewish people that not only did Abraham pay tithes to Melchizedek, but all the Jewish priests, the Levites, paid tithes to Melchizedek because of the loins of Abraham. But Abraham was the first Jew. And through Abraham came all the Jewish nation. Because the whole tribe of Levi was genetically connected in the loins of Abraham, when he did this, when Abraham tithed, we see the Old Testament priesthood paying tithes to the priesthood of Melchizedek. And I know that I may lose some of y'all, but I want you to understand that he was trying to show that there's a better way than the old way. The new way is always better as far as Christ. This shows Melchizedek is in a position of authority over Abraham and his descendants of Levi and Aaron and all those Levite priests, that Melchizedek was in a place of authority over them. In the same way, when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, I sinned, you sinned, we all sinned. When Adam sinned in the garden, we all sinned. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, Adam, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So that in the same way that when Adam sinned, we sinned because we are the sons of Adam. When Abraham paid tithes, and he was the first Jew, everyone out of his loins, especially the Levite priests who were the priesthood, they paid tithes to Melchizedek. And that's what he's saying here in these verses, the importance of Melchizedek. But he's going to move from Melchizedek to Jesus in just a few verses. Look in verse number 11. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it, talking about the priesthood, the people received the law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which the tribe of Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Again, he's driving home this tremendous fact that there had to be a change. There must be a change because the law of Moses could not save. It was not perfect. In other words, the law was perfect, but it could not save us. In other words, we couldn't live up to that standard. The Levitical priesthood never made anything perfect. The priesthood. There had to be a change. Not only is Melchizedek greater than Aaron in the Levite priesthood, but Melchizedek has replaced Aaron now. No longer is it the order of Levi, it is forever the order of Melchizedek. Remember, we looked in Psalm 110, verse number 4, where it talked about forever about the order of Melchizedek. How long is forever? It's a long time. So again, he's replacing this order of the Levitical priesthood now with that order of Melchizedek, who Jesus fulfills in that. Now, Jesus is the high priest, not Melchizedek, but the order Jesus is now. The law of Moses made no provision for a priesthood from the tribe of Judah. Remember? Where did the priest have to come from? Tribe of Levi, not the tribe of Judah. So just in that, there had to be a change because the law of Moses said they have to come through the tribe of Levi. Well, Jesus did not come from the tribe of Levi. He came from the tribe of Judah. So that necessitated a change.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.